Hi, this is a podcast about Prison Break. So here's basically how this started. I was a huge fan of Prison Break back in the day when it was originally airing. And I recently stumbled across some reaction videos on YouTube of people rewatching Prison Break. And I was pretty interested in it. And I was like, well, there's got to be podcasts about Prison Break out there, right? This was like a huge show. There's still currently multiple Lost podcasts going on. There's podcasts about all kinds of shows that have been off the air for 10, 15 years. There's got to be one about Prison Break. Well, I looked around a couple different podcast apps and I couldn't find one. It's possible there's an awesome Prison Break podcast out there that I just haven't stumbled across yet. And if there is, I hope to hear about it because I'd love to listen to it. So the idea came to me that maybe I should try to make one. And I'd love to have co-hosts and people come on and talk about the show with me, but it turns out I don't personally know anyone who wants to talk about a show that was originally on in 2005 that no one I know except myself even watched. I did watch the show with my dad when he was alive, but he died a few years ago, so don't think we're going to be talking about it with him. Although I'll probably bring up some pretty fond memories of watching it with him as we go through this. I do remember the overall plot, and some of the episodes I remember really well, but there are some that I literally have no recollection of at all. So it's going to be interesting to kind of compare my memories of the show with what I'm actually seeing watching it now and how opinions of each storyline and each character change and see what might surprise me as we go along. I know what my favorite season was. I know there's one season that I really didn't like, and it might be kind of cool to see was my opinion wrong. I was in my early 20s the first time I watched the show, and I know that my opinions on everything in life have changed since then. So seeing do I still like the characters I used to? That could be kind of fun. And if anyone actually does listen to this podcast, seeing if maybe their opinions have changed since the mid-2000s when the show was originally on could be kind of interesting as well. My favorite podcast about a TV show I've ever listened to was Down the Hatch, a Lost podcast. They rank each episode and they give out like an MVP and an LVP award each week. And I thought maybe I'd do that. But so that I'm not just completely ripping off their idea, I thought it could be like a good behavior award. The character that we like the most each episode gets good behavior. And the character that is the most disappointing or does the most terrible thing gets time added to their sentence. That could be kind of cool. And I think I'm going to score the episodes out of 8. Because 8 is a number associated with Prison Break. And I actually was pretty surprised watching the first episode today. It doesn't get the score I thought it would have got before I went in and watched it. And then the last thing I thought of that could be kind of fun is a cellmate. Each week, I'll pick someone who I'd want to be a cellmate with that week. Whether they were just really kind to someone else, they were a good friend, they were funny, whatever the reason may be. Each week we're going to get a cellmate, and that's a special award for just someone who you think's kind of cool that week. Whatever, for whatever reason. We'll see where that goes as we go along. And the last thing before we start talking about the pilot, obviously, I don't know how to make a podcast. I don't have a professional podcast mic. I've never made a podcast before. I don't know how I'm supposed to talk into the microphone, any of that. So if this is awkward or silly sounding, I'm not a podcaster. This idea just came to me and I figured I'd roll with it. So I guess let's get started. I'm not going to do like a plot synopsis for each episode. That seems kind of awkward and not like something you can really do as just one person doing a podcast. So if you are listening to this, I hope you watched the episode before listening to this or that you have a pretty good recollection of it, because this is kind of just me rambling about each character, saying what I liked about them, what I didn't like about them, maybe what has changed in my interpretation of them since the last time we saw them, stuff like that. So please watch the episode before listening to the podcast if you want to know what's happening. My overall impression of the pilot was that it was very good, very interesting, definitely could get people hooked, but that it was actually a little more slow than I remembered it being, and that they set up a lot more of the plot threads than I would have remembered. The fact that there was so much going on with the conspiracy and Kellerman and Hale and the bishop getting shot, did not remember any of that. All of the stuff with Veronica and her fiance, didn't really care about any of that.
So yeah, it was a little bit different than I anticipated it being. I really thought going into it, just thinking about like the armed robbery scene and just some of the iconic moments, that it was going to be an 8 out of 8. It is not. Do I think some of the episodes will be an 8 out of 8? Yeah, there's a couple more, especially in season 1, that should get a perfect 8. But maybe I'll be surprised. I really hope I'm not. There's one episode I'm thinking of that isn't the actual breakout episode. It's mid-season, and there's no way it's not going to get an 8 out of 8. I guess as far as characters go, we should start with the obvious, Michael Scofield. Michael has always been a pretty smug, arrogant character. Like, that's just one of his personality traits. But I was actually surprised by just how smug and arrogant he was in the pilot. It didn't really seem completely like the Michael that I'm used to. And that could just be because he hasn't been through as much trauma and anguish as he will be through throughout the rest of the series. Or he could be putting on an act to try to deal with prison, since he's not a hardened criminal and it's probably a pretty frightening experience to go through. Either way, Michael kind of surprised me. The way he was talking to Bellick, even the way he was talking to Sarah, wasn't what I was expecting. He came on super flirty right from the get-go. That was a little strange. And actually, the fact that Sarah was kind of flirty back was a little strange as well. If a real prisoner walked into your prison acting like that, I feel like you might be a little put off. Maybe she's just playing along, though, but it didn't seem like it. But nonetheless, it was still really good to see Michael and Sarah together. Good memories of Michael and Sarah. Okay, so next up, how about Sucre? Sucre is perfect. Right from the get-go, that is Fernando Sucre. That is exactly how he's going to be for the rest of the series. And actually, Mary Cruz is pretty perfect, too. She seems exactly like I remember Mary Cruz being. And Sucre has so many iconic lines in the first episode. Is welcome to Frisneyland, fish. That was like so many people's tags on the forums back in the day. Yes, there were Prison Break forums. Yes, there were forums. John Abruzzi was perfect. His most iconic line, a duck. That's just great. It was nice to see Lincoln, although Lincoln was a little bit off too. It's strange. It's like the two main leads just didn't quite have their charisma right where it's supposed to be. They'll get there, though. I'm pretty sure within a few episodes, Lincoln's acting like Lincoln. But yeah, it was just kind of interesting seeing how different it was than what my memory was of it. The Pope was great. Love the Pope. Love the Taj. The Taj is iconic. One of the best things in season 1 is the Taj. It's great to see Westmoreland. Great to see Marilyn. I love Marilyn. May not be able to watch an episode where we see the end of Marilyn again. We'll have to skip that little bit. Bellick. Bellick was Bellick. Can't say it's great to see him, but you kind of love him. So happy to see C-Note. I never liked C-Note the first time I watched the show. But when I did a rewatch maybe 10 years ago, C-Note had really grown on me. I like C-Note now. And he was pretty much just the C-Note I remember in the one scene he was in. And that's really it for characters. I don't have a ton to say. You can't really have a discussion with yourself except kind of say what your impression was and what you thought of them. Maybe if anybody listens to this podcast, they'll send me feedback and then I can discuss that. The look of Fox River was great. They really did luck out by getting that Joliet prison for the show. It's one of the best sets you could ever see. Always wanted to go there. Very sad that the real Joliet prison burned down a few years ago. Not from anywhere near Chicago or Illinois, though, so I don't know what actually happened or how much of it burnt down or any of that. But I've heard that it burnt down, so won't be going there. And actually, one more thing. I was a little unimpressed by the tattoos. Those are supposed to be the big deal of the whole show. And I remember the first time I watched it, just thinking the tattoos were iconic and like the greatest thing. But then when I watched it tonight, I was like, they're a little underwhelming. So that's kind of sad. I'm hoping that maybe next episode they'll look better. Maybe I just don't remember what they look like. That's possible as well. But really, I guess that's it for this first episode. It's going to be a pretty short episode. But if there aren't any other Prison Break podcasts out there, I guess a short podcast is better than no podcast. Okay, so let's talk about our time added, good behavior, cellmate, overall scores. All right, so time added for this first episode. Our person who's getting like a negative vote is going to be Veronica. I could not care less about Veronica in this first episode. Yes, she was there. Yes, she was trying to help, but she was just overall kind of boring. Didn't want to watch her scenes. Hopefully my opinion of that changes because she's in a lot of the first season. And for good behavior award, you'd think you'd get the cellmate award, but our overall good behavior award in the first episode is going to go to Sucre. Sucre was the best part of the episode for me. Loved watching Sucre throughout the whole thing. And since Sucre got the good behavior award, even though he is the cellmate, I think I'm going to give the cellmate award to C-Note. It's great to see C-Note again. I debated between him and John Abruzzi, but it's got to be C-Note. He pulled off so much in one scene that you just remember him when he's back in the next episode. And I think for an overall score for the first episode that I was positive was going to get an 8 going into it. Sadly, I think it's going to get a 5. It's good. It's really good. There are quite a few iconic scenes in it. But I really do think there are some scenes in there that are a little boring, a little unnecessary. Don't really need to be in the pilot of the show. And they kind of drag it down. So I'm going to give it a 5. But I'm positive there's at least 2, maybe 3 episodes in this first season that are going to get an 8 out of 8. If not more, I might be surprised. So I guess that's it for the first episode. We're going to have to see where this goes, see if anybody actually listens to this. Please be kind to me. Like I said, I don't know how to make a podcast. I just figured I'd give it a shot. And I do have an email address if you want to send feedback in. It is prisonbreakpodcast@gmail.com. That kind of shows you that there isn't a Prison Break podcast out there since I could easily get that email. So if you have anything to say that's nice or kind or not necessarily negative feedback, I'm just doing this for fun. But if you want to talk about the show and give me like your favorite character, good behavior, bad behavior, cellmate, score for the show, anything like that, prisonbreakpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you. Hopefully this hasn't been the most boring podcast you've ever listened to. And if it was, well, I can't help you. Welcome to Prisonyland, fish.